Good morning and you're welcome to the Open Heaven Hour. Please stay tuned for our devotion for today. You're welcome to another episode of the Open Heaven Hour. It's that time of the day where we get to learn, and share the Word of God. The Word of God is sharper than any two-edged sword. That is why we are confident in the power in the Word of God. And that is why we always come here every single morning, because we are also confident that the Lord has a word for us. If this is your first time of joining us and you're wondering what you're listening to, this is the Open Heaven Hour, and I want to specially welcome you. But if you've been very frequent on this show, then you know what time it is. It's time to tell somebody, to tell every single person that it is time for a devotion. So I want you to spread the word. Be a blessing in the life of somebody today. Bring somebody to the side of the Lord. I don't want you to be the only one on the side of the Lord. Bring somebody into the fold of Christ. This segment of our show is brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. And on this segment of our show, we make use of our Open Heaven Devotional Manual, written by our Father in the Lord, Pastor Enoch Adejare Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. Today is the 19th day in the month of January 2025. It's a beautiful Sunday, and I do hope you're planning to go to church. Well, before we head on to church, I would like us to just go into the Word of God this morning. Our topic today in our Open Heaven Manual says, the source of all help. The source of all help. Our aim for today is taken from Hymn 26 from our Open Heaven Manual. Hymn 26, there shall be showers of blessing. There shall be showers of blessing. Our Bible in 1 year is taken from Exodus chapter 11 to chapter 13. Exodus from chapter 11 to chapter 13. Our memory verse today is short and simple, so I want us to memorize it together. Psalm 60 verse 11, which says, give us help from trouble, for vain is the help of man. Psalm 60 verse 11, give us help from trouble, for vain is the help of man. Our Bible reading for today is taken from Psalm 54 from verse 1 to 7. Psalm 54 from verse 1 to 7. Are you with your Bibles now? Psalm 54 from verse 1 to 7. From verse 1 it reads, save me, O God, by your name, and vindicate me by your strength. Hear my prayer, O God. Give ear to the words of my mouth. For strangers have risen up against me, and oppressors have sought after my life. They have not set God before them. Behold, God is my helper. The Lord is with those who uphold my life. He will repay my enemies for their evil. Cut them off in your youth. I will freely sacrifice to you. I will praise your name, O Lord, for it is good. For he has delivered me out of all trouble and my eyes have seen its desire upon my enemies. May God bless the reading and the hearing of his word in Jesus' name. Amen. Our manual today reads, in Psalm 121 from verse 1 to 2, David said, I will lift up my eyes unto the hills. From whence cometh my help? My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. This passage implies that help is always available with the one who made heaven and earth. The question is, will you seek your help from him? In Psalm 46 verse 1, David said, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. God's help is ever present, especially in times when you are in trouble. God is the helper of the helpless. A lady was barren for several years and her pastor had prayed for her continually, but nothing happened. One day the pastor called her and said, Woman, everybody I prayed for has given birth. What's the issue? The woman told him that when she was in secondary school, she got pregnant and tried to abort the pregnancy. In the process, she began to bleed badly and had to be taken to the hospital. In the bid to save her life, the doctor had to remove her womb. When the pastor heard this, he said, You mean you have no womb? Why are you asking me to pray for you to be fruitful? She then replied, Sir, you are the one who taught us that with God, all things are possible. From that day onward, the pastor began to avoid her. She noticed it and decided to lift up her eyes to the hills, not to the pastor or the general overseer, but to the Lord who made heaven and earth, who is always present to help. One night she dreamt that a huge man approached her, holding the skin of an animal. She was so terrified by the size of that man that she couldn't move. As she was completely naked in the dream, the man came and wrapped the skin of the animal around her waist. When she woke up, she discovered that she was menstruating. By the time she was giving her testimony, she had given birth to 5 children. Beloved, don't look up to any pastor, evangelist, or general overseer for help. Rather look up to the source of all help. Nobody can help you without God's permission. Anyway, rather than looking up to people, why not just go straight to the one whom they also rely on for help? Your help is always available with him. Today's Open Heaven comes to the prayer point that says, Father, I lift up my eyes unto you. Please send me help today. Let's pray this prayer this morning. Father, I lift up my eyes to you. Please send me help in Jesus' name. For in Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen. Thanks for staying tuned and thanks for joining us today. If today's Open Heaven has been a blessing to you, I want you to be a blessing to somebody today. I want you to encourage somebody in the Lord today with this message. And I want you to share this message. How can you share this message? You can share by visiting our website on www.praisefellowsradio.com. Click on the podcast. Click on the Open Heaven Hour. You see all our past and current Open Heaven devotionals. Click on any of the messages you like to listen to, download or share. You can also join us 7 a.m. GMT on our radio station still on www.praisefellowsradio.com. And it's also available on our mobile app, which you can download from Play Store and Apple Store. You can download them free and enjoy all our amazing shows, which we have lined up for you throughout the day. It promises to be exciting, inspiring, and full of gospel entertainment. Thanks for staying tuned and thanks for joining us. Till you hear my voice again, or till we gather for another word from the mind of God. to remain blessed. Bye-bye.